Well, please be seated. Good day and welcome to all, particularly all guests. Your presence here today, we're all now together for the offering of this Mass, and it's a great blessing for us all to be here. On the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, it is the first of actually of a series of special what we call Marian celebrations of the liturgy during Advent and Christmas. Today's the Immaculate Conception. Next week, Our Lady of Guadalupe on the 12th. The Nativity of the Lord on the 25th. And then on January 1st, about Mary as the Mother of God. And each one of these celebrations is not so much about Mary as they are about the divinity of Jesus. They're more about really the incarnation, the Word of God becoming flesh, breaking into this world, into this physical reality, taking upon our physical body in order to save us, to bring us back to God, the Father, the Creator. Now today, back at conception, it is not about the conception of Jesus. We hear that in today's Gospel from Luke about the Annunciation. Rather, today is about Mary's conception, that from the very moment of her existence in her mother's womb, she is kept free, safe from the poison of original sin. Because if we're going to say that Jesus is fully divine, fully human, fully divine, God the Son, the incarnate Word, and if God is pure life, pure love, then nothing that is of sin can enter into the very presence of God. Therefore, for God to be born of human flesh, then that woman must be completely free of sin, including the original sin. And that's what we hear about in today's first reading from Genesis, that fall from grace, the first man and the first woman. And we hear in the Gospel Mary's yes to the invitation of the Archangel Gabriel, her fiat. Mary's yes cancels out Eve's yes. That she and Adam say yes to the great lie. Because the great truth is that the reason that God has created man and woman so that they be in harmony, in sacred union with one another and with God. And what the serpent, Satan, tempts them with and they fall for the lie is that that's not necessary. That's not the truth. The truth is that God does not have to be at the very center that we can form our life to be in harmony with that divine truth. Rather, we can be at the center. We can decide what is right and what is wrong. And God becomes basically an optional accessory. Or therefore, emergencies, the divine 911, just, you know, call when needed. And if we look in our own world and often our own lives, we see how strong that lie still is. Mary's yes to the incarnation cancels out saying yes to that great lie. That's why Mary is sometimes referred to as the new Eve. And that's why in religious art, the Immaculate Conception of Mary includes a depiction of her standing with her heel upon a serpent. So that's a little Catholic trivia 101 in case that comes up. That's what, because if we hear in Genesis that the woman will stand upon the head of the serpent, that the truth will triumph over the lie. And Jesus, his yes, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he's in that agony and he says, Father, not my will, but your will be done. His yes to the will of the Father cancels out the yes of Adam to the great lie. That's why sometimes Jesus is referred to as the new Adam. Mary, as the Immaculate Conception, is the patroness of the United States. So incredibly important for us to gather today as a nation, asking for her intercession that we will say yes to the truth. Because what is asked of Mary is asked of us. You notice that Mary is not asked by the angel to go and to start a reform movement or to build something or to do all these different moving and shaking type things. Rather, she's asked to say yes to the greatest moving and shaking event of all. And that's the incarnation. May we echo her words today. I am but the servant of the Lord, let it be done to me according to your word. And let our lives live out the truth. the truth of God's great love for us, of the incarnation that we celebrate in great anticipation in this time of Advent, the Lord's return. As the Lord's incarnation is made present to us, particularly today in the offering of this Mass, as we look forward for Him to come again. The intercession of Mary, may we be faithful to the incarnate Word made flesh, Jesus Christ.